It's the Jeremiah Show. Tearing back the curtain on the hospitality, music, and entertainment industry with insider tips and the hottest global guests in the biz. With Dr. D and special LA personal development commentator Mike Gormley. He's a restaurant and bar fixture, a partner with legendary rock star drummer Mick Fleetwood in Fleetwood's on Front Street in Maui, and he's your radio host. And now, from a race around the sun, Jeremiah Higgins.
One day, I'm gonna understand.
Welcome to the Jeremiah Show, very special show. We are doing a part one with Doss Williams. He is the Santa Barbara County Supervisor running for re-election March 3rd. Part one was aired this morning, and you're listening to part two right now. If you missed part one, check it out on the podcast, Spotify, SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio. You can find it everywhere. You definitely want to check it out. Welcome to the Jeremiah Show. Let me quickly introduce
please.
Him.
That's
today,
the waste of time.
We are honored to have Santa Barbara County Supervisor Doss Williams on the Jeremiah Show. There's that saying, Dr. D, think globally and act locally. It's mm-hmm. a mantra I like to get behind, and it's been out there for quite a while. That being said, the challenges that my community face, and you know, as you know, we've got listeners around the world every week, thousands and thousands and thousands. Their community, your community, listener face, they all fit in the big picture, globally speaking. And the issues are certainly important. But what's really important for me is to get to know our elected officials the way we do on this show, by listening more and hopefully evolving. Doss Williams is Santa Barbara County Supervisor. Currently, he's running for re-election on March 3rd, so make sure you get out and vote. I want to know that my goal on this show, Doss, with you today, I want to get to know you as a person.
Right
in 45 minutes. Can we do that?
Yeah.
Can we get started. We can get right in there. I think that's important. That's what I want to know, because I tend to tune in. I mean, we're going to talk about the issues and in your values and the things that matter to you. But if the listeners are out there like me, I want to know the person. And sometimes the talking points, I tend to tune out because you hear them so often. Mm-hmm. And I think if we get to really know you, and you explain what these values mean to you in this community that you've taken care of so well. But for nearly 20 years, Doss Williams has served Santa Barbara County as a Santa Barbara City Council member, State Assembly, and now as Santa Barbara County's first district supervisor. Doss has been at the forefront of creating solutions to some of the most pressing issues facing our county and our state. He authorized groundbreaking legislation to address climate change, protect our coastline, stop gun violence, improve wages and equality in the workplace, improve our public schools, and keep our community safe. When we come back, we are going to talk to Santa Barbara County Supervisor Doss Williams. We'll be right back after this short break.
Thank you.
Did you know that binge watching is bad for your brain?
What?
Crazy. Binge listening is way better. Binge listen to all of our shows on iTunes/podcast/The Jeremiah Show.
You're listening to The Jeremiah Show with Dr. D. Find all of our past shows on iTunes, podcasts, The Jeremiah Show.
Hi, I'm Brooke Williamson, Top Chef Season 14 winner, and you're listening to The Jeremiah Show, so don't go away.
Some of the biggest environmental challenges of our time, they've hit home for us in Santa Barbara. That's why I'm so committed. Passing tough energy efficiency standards and leading the fight against climate change. Holding oil companies accountable. Helping lead the response to the Thomas Fire and flood. And as Santa Barbara faces new challenges, I'm going to be there too. Because these issues are critical, and this is our home.
Jeremiah Show, part two, segment two. We're with Santa Barbara County Supervisor Doss Williams in a part two series show here. And we were talking about, the tragedy a couple of years ago, and then the, what you're doing to work on the public safety response, Doss. And we've got a good friend of the show here, Abe Powell, the Santa Barbara Bucket Brigade. Hi, Abe. Welcome to the show.
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, thank you for joining us. Some of the things you guys are working on together.
Well, Abe could detail them even better than I can, but I guess the big picture is we feel like every bit of, every time there's a walking path created, every time there's a road repaired, every time there's a bridge replaced, every time folks have had a little debris removed from their property, we get a little bit more closer to recovery. And it doesn't just help the folks that are right there, but it helps the whole community. Mm. I guess that would be my view of the overall philosophy. We're especially working together on a lot of safe route to school / pedestrian improvements because that's a big thing and a big need in the community. Abe?
Yeah, I think one of the things that we learned and that you learn in going through this experience of disasters here in town is that there's things that the government can do and that is good at, and then there are things that, it can't do, and there are things that the public can do and are good at, and when you look at it from what I do, which is a neighborhood and community organizing perspective, you look at the ways that you can step up and partner with the government, I think there's a lot of opportunities that people have kind of missed over the years or that just haven't been taken advantage of. And I think what we're starting to realize is that in this recovery, we found so many ways that, private groups and groups of homeowners and neighbors can work together with their local government, and everybody can bring something to the table, and you bake this pie that's a lot better than it would have been if you just come with your individual ingredients. And, we've got a lot of examples of that over the last couple of years.
What are some of the best ways that you mentioned we could help and your community could help that you've discovered and things that would help you?
Well, one of the things from my neighborhood organizing experience is on the prevention side, there's so many ways for organized neighborhoods to partner with their fire agencies and emergency managers and local governments to work together to make the neighborhood safer and less likely to be hit by a disaster. And then on the, on the backside of a disaster, ways that we can work to recover. And so, in recovery, there's all kinds of examples, and some of the work in the, the Ennisbrook open space where, 44 acres of open space, that were owned by a private landowner, but with a public access overlay through the land trust for Santa Barbara, you know, got completely hammered by this debris flow, and you know, different groups all came together. We got a FEMA grant. We got Santa Barbara County Workforce Development workers on a separate FEMA grant, and Bucket Brigade, and all these different people working together with local contractors to solve a common problem. And I think, you know, that was something kind of unusual, but also really cool and ultimately successful.
I'd say one of the other great examples is the North Jamison pedestrian, improvement. So this area had gotten inundated with mud and debris. Abe led the charge. The county and managed a project. The county provided road base and the public right of way for the project. The Montecito Community Foundation and the Montecito Trails group provided funding, and the Workforce Investment Board provided labor, and Abe and his team managed and got all the equipment donated and made a great pedestrian improvement that now allows kids to be able to walk to school again, right? This was a neighborhood that was cut off from their school by the debris flow. One of the, mm-hmm. their way through the neighborhood had gotten knocked out, and then their way on the street wasn't safe, and now they have a safe way to get to school.
Okay.
And that was a great private partnership, with the Montecito Community Foundation chipping in, you know, significant funds, and a lot of people stepping up. And, you know, that's a really good way for neighborhoods to learn how to build resilience, is to work together to solve a community safety issue in partnership. And we've been working, we've got a permit to start on Olive Mill to extend that trail a little bit in that neighborhood. We've also been working in San Ynez, a rural community with some access challenges, and other places. And I think there are a lot of opportunities for neighborhoods to step up and make things better, and partner with the county. And I think it's territory that hasn't been explored nearly enough. And I think one of the great things that Doss and I have kind of done working together is just really start to explore this terrain and find ways to make the neighborhood better.
And I think the best part about it is it's just proof that it matters in this community to problem solve with a strong relationship.
Yeah.
Because there's a couple times, you know, that, you know, because I can rely on Abe to be both reasonable and be pushing for the best, that we've gotten, we've gotten a no from, say, the county's legal team or somebody else in the government structure of, no, we can't help in that way. And then Abe tells me seriously, is that really a no, Doss? Or can you figure out a way to ask that again, a different way? And we go back to the drawing board. And sometimes we've had to ask the same question three different times to figure out a way to legally help people in need.
Yeah.
But it matters when you have somebody and you have relationships of trust, like I trust Abe with my life, and if he tells me, hey, that's not a reasonable no, ask again, I'm going to try to figure out another way to ask.
Great. Hey, Abe, I know you got to jump. How can we help? How can the listeners out there help Santa Barbara Bucket Brigade?
Well, what we're asking is that for neighborhoods, if you have a neighborhood association or wish you had a neighborhood association, to have them get in touch with us and start the conversation on how we can engage neighborhoods in working more closely together to build resilience, and then to network that neighborhood capacity into something countywide that creates like a real safety net for Santa Barbara County.
Right. And they can go to sbbucketbrigade.org, correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
Thank you for joining us, Abe. We really appreciate your time.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Thanks for everything you do.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, we are talking with Santa Barbara County Supervisor Doss Williams. You can help reelect Doss Williams for Santa Barbara County Supervisor by making a contribution on his website. Go to Doss Williams for Supervisor 2020. Donate. We'll be right back after a short break.
It's Tim Stack here, and I just did the Jeremiah Show and had a really, really great time. Check me out at TV's Tim Stack on Twitter.
Hi there, I'm Kim Bush with Folded Hills Winery. We're here on the Jeremiah Show, and we welcome all of you listeners out to Folded Hills. Anytime you want to try some wonderful wines, it's the first winery on the way into wine country and the closest vineyard to the ocean. Come on out and taste some wonderful wines. Cheers.
This is David LaBrava, and we are live in 5, 4, 3... Coming right at you on The Jeremiah Show, KZSB 1290 on your AM dial. Check out my podcast coming up. Check out the interview. Let's try to help some people find a better way.
Some of the biggest environmental challenges of our time, they've hit home for us in Santa Barbara. That's why I'm so committed. Passing tough energy efficiency standards and leading the fight against climate change. Holding oil companies accountable. Helping lead the response to the Thomas Fire and flood. And as Santa Barbara faces new challenges, I'm going to be there too. Because these issues are critical, and this is our home.
Music hitting your heart, cause I know you got a soul. Hey. Listen if you're missing, y'all. Swinging while I'm singing. Hey. Giving what you're getting. Knowing what I'm knowing. While the black band's sweating. In the rhythm I'm rolling. Gotta give us what we want. Gotta give us what we need. Hey. Our freedom of speech is freedom of death. We got to fight the powers that be. Fight the power. Fight the power. Fight the power.
Welcome back to the Jeremiah Show. We are doing a really cool show today. We're doing a part two, one and two, two part series.
Exactly.
There we go.
All in the same day.
We've never done this before.
Nope.
So first show aired this morning. Second show airs this evening. If you've missed either one of the shows or you want to hear them back to back or hear them again, go to the podcast, Apple, SoundCloud, Spotify, iHeart. You can find us everywhere.
We're everywhere.
Speaking with Santa Barbara County Supervisor Doss Williams, running for re-election March 3rd, so definitely get out there and vote. We've been talking, we talked to Abe Powell with Santa Barbara Bucket Brigade. Doss, we've been talking to you about... response times and some of the things that have happened here in our county and our towns. It seems like, without exaggerating now, the world is really changing climate-wise, like fires in Australia, fires here, mudslides, rain, droughts, extreme weather shifts. What they say was 65 in Antarctica the other day.
And you got to be careful for pinpoints of data. But what I used to wonder is it just my imagination, or is this happening to us more? And I consulted with some climate researchers, some researchers out at UCSB that have gathered all of the temperature data for Santa Barbara County, South Santa Barbara County, for the last 30 years. And the average temperature, it has risen 2.4 degrees Celsius. That's a very big rise. And what's associated with that rise is increased frequency of sundowner winds and lower fuel moisture. And so we are in an age of more fires. And we talked a little bit in the first segment, in the part one, about what we should be doing about more fires. But the second thing we have to do is know that climate change is affecting us. It will unfortunately affect the developing world, the third world, even more, especially the South Asia and island nations. Where, 160 million, 174 million, depending on the calculation, of people live in even the most conservative sea level rise estimates. So if we think it's a dangerous world because we got a bunch of refugees from Syria and Afghanistan looking for places to live, it is just pales in comparison to the level of humanitarian nightmare that we are going to face the coming decades, when you have a large number of refugees without more poverty, more exploitation, more social problems.
We talked in part one about the power of words, and you use the term climate change, which a lot of people are using, and they'll use the quote unquote science of climate change.
Sure.
And before that, it was global warming.
Right.
But they've shifted because there have been instances where we get that polar vortex and on and on. And I'm sitting here thinking, you can call it whatever you want. We've got changes.
That's right.
But here's my question about the power of words. Right now, it's climate change. But I get into conversations with people about this, and I say, well, wait a minute. Forget about the science. Let's not call it climate change. Don't you think that we should clean up the mess we've made
as
humanity?
That's an excellent point.
Rather than getting into the quagmire of the debated sciences.
All the things that we should do to combat climate change are things that we should do anyway, even if we were wrong about the data. They would all improve our air quality on known pollutants. They would improve our long-term resiliency and improve our long-term costs of running an energy system and a transportation system. So, things like we're building an anaerobic digester out of the landfill so that we don't throw food waste away. We're going to convert that to energy and power the facility.
That's the equivalent of
taking 28,000 cars off the road. 2 weeks ago, we approved a wind power project that will double the amount of renewable energy for the county. And we are at the county because we know our commuters, we have almost 5,000 employees at the county. We've got to reduce the amount of impacts on our communities from the amount of commuting. So we need to do alternative transportation programs. We're converting to electric vehicles. And we also need to do some employee housing.
Yes.
So that we're not clogging up the freeways, and so that our first responders aren't stuck on the wrong side of a disaster again, which has only happened, three or four times in the last one and a half decades.
Yeah.
So we really have some efforts to do, but we are so past just putting on a little solar on our rooftops and moving on. We are doing deep efforts to reduce our pollution and to reduce our contribution to climate change.
How do we rank in the and the nation as a city
so
reacting and these things that you're
making. The sad thing is it just depends on what your metric is. If your metric is the amount of renewable energy, we're really way behind. And that's why that approval of that wind power project was so important. So
what's a model city that we could look at that you look at in government?
I would say that we
doing it right.
Historically the coast has talked about the environment, but it's been San Bernardino County and Kern County that are producing the solar and the geothermal power that is making the renewable revolution. And we on the coasts, for us to have, for our words to mean something, for power to be in our words, we need to back it up with action in our environmentalism and produce some renewable energy here ourselves.
You can help reelect Doss Williams or Santa Barbara County Supervisor. Make a contribution today and help reelect. Also vote March 3rd.
Send in your ballot. That's the most important thing, and appreciate your support any way you can give it.
Great. We'll be right back after this short break.
Greetings, this is Santa Davis, and you're listening to The Jeremiah Show, KZSB, and AM 1290. I have an album that I released maybe a year or so ago, Watch Your Liberty. It's on iTunes, CD Baby, Spotify, it's out there. Type in Carlton Santa Davis, and you will see it come up. Check it out.
Take us with you in your car, to the beach, or to the gym. You can find all of our shows on iTunes /podcast/ The Jeremiah Show.
What's up, guys? My name's Lennon Silvers Lee, head chef of Sushi Bar in Montecito. You're listening to The Jeremiah Show.
Some of the biggest environmental challenges of our time, they've hit home for us in Santa Barbara. That's why I'm so committed. Passing tough energy efficiency standards and leading the fight against climate change. Holding oil companies accountable. Helping lead the response to the Thomas Fire and flood. And as Santa Barbara faces new challenges, I'm going to be there too, because these issues are critical, and this is our home.
Welcome back to the Jeremiah Show. Let's get right back to County Supervisor Doss Williams, Santa Barbara County Supervisor Doss Williams. Everybody I talk to about you, one of the first things that comes up is your family and how important your daughters and your wife are to you, and that you're just such a great family, man. And they're You know, there's that great picture. I actually put it on our Jeremiah Show website, our Facebook, of you running, you know, on the beach with your daughters and your wife. It's such a great photo. Hope I didn't embarrass you, but family.
Well, I got to tell you.
What's it all about, Dawson?
I am so blessed with a wonderful wife who is a great mom, but also a great, a PhD in psychology, and she works at American Indian Health and Service. She's their first Native American psychologist provider. And then I have these two little girls that are amazing. My four-year-old, Ya'ash, who has been backpacking with me since she was 1.5. The first time she went backpacking, she was still breastfeeding, and yet she went with that mama with us into the wilderness.
I was going to say, that must have been tough on you.
and she'll go out there, you know, she doesn't hike fast, but she hikes with a backpack on her back and trudges out there with the best of it. And she, get this, any surfer out there or other waterman out there is going to be so jealous of that. This. She's been snorkeling with me since she was 3. So I have hope that this, so I got to tell you, every surfer, dad or mom, dreams of their kids surfing with them. I have hope. I'm not pushing it yet, but I have hope. And then my youngest one, 1.5, Kaya, she's the, she is just so happy. She's, you know, she doesn't know how to speak English, but she's definitely speaking some kind of language, and she just will talk your ear off in it, and is walking around, running around. She's a little food bandit. You got to watch your food. She'll take whatever you got. I am just enormously blessed. As you know, I had a very weird childhood. Both my wife and I, our parents divorced. You know. For us to be able to give our girls a stable, good family life in this community is such a blessing. And so outside of my wife and my own experience, that it's almost surreal, right?
Take me to break answering this question, if you could. How much does your family, the love of your family, the thought of your family and their well-being play into your day-to-day politics and your decisions?
Well, I think, you know, to have children in this world, you have to have some hope about the future of this world, right? And to me, to have hope about the future of the world requires action to make sure that our community and our world, you know, are places that we can have hope in. It, hope to me is not a passive thing. It's you got to make it real with your actions. And so, yeah, that's definitely how it fuels me.
Well said. Doss Williams, Santa Barbara County Supervisor, vote March 3rd.
I'm Steve.
I'm Nick.
And I'm Lance.
We're the Last Chance Band, and you're listening to The Jeremiah Show. You can find our music on Spotify and iTunes.
Don't miss an episode of The Jeremiah Show. You can find all of our shows on iTunes/podcast/The Jeremiah Show.
Hey, this is Camilla Cleese, and you're listening to The Jeremiah Show.
The Jeremiah Show soundtrack is always original, every single show. Did you know there are 10 original songs for each episode? The music on the show is a running soundtrack in my life. I'm always listening to new and original voices that inspire me. I listen for hooks in a song. I listen for melodies that add emotion to our show. If you listen carefully to the 10 songs, you will also find a subtle theme that underscores my guest's vision or just how I feel that day. If you'd like to hear one of your songs played on the show, email me at jeremiah@thejeremiahshow.com.
Hi, it's Suzanne Goen from LA restaurants Luke, AOC, and Tavern, as well as the Hollywood Bowl. And you are listening to The Jeremiah Show. I hope you'll check out our event, LA Loves Alex's Lemonade, and join the cause.
Some of the biggest environmental challenges of our time, they've hit home for us in Santa Barbara. That's why I'm so committed. Passing tough energy efficiency standards and leading the fight against climate change. Holding oil companies accountable. Helping lead the response to the Thomas Fire and flood. And as Santa Barbara faces new challenges, I'm going to be there too. Because these issues are critical, and this is our home.
Welcome back to the Jeremiah Show. We're talking with Santa Barbara County Supervisor Doss Williams. Local economy, after facing a projected $6 million deficit going into 2018 and 19 budget cycle, the county had a $3.5 million surplus going into this upcoming fiscal year. Great. This is due to the revenue from the cannabis tax that was approved by voters in 2018 general election and a revenue source that will continue to grow. There are other challenges that you're going to speak to real quickly as we finish up here and wrap up this hour with Doss Williams. I'm in the restaurant business, hospitality business. I see a lot of my restaurant owners that were opening these restaurants get stuck in the permit process, which burns spending rent longer, paying for rent longer than they thought they would have to, and it burns all of their opening money and their first year cash, and then a lot of them fail. What are your thoughts and what are
you? Well, you are a brave man to get in the restaurant business. There's no business that has a higher failure rate in America. And even here, you are a brave, brave person. And but yes, I do think that there's improvements that should and can be done. We are in a long, painful process of culture change in our planning and development department. Where we have been so good over the last three, four decades at the guardianship part of what planning and development should be, but we haven't been as good at the customer service and facilitating economic opportunities for the community side. And I just think there's a balance. I think there's a way you can do both, be guardians mm-hmm. for the public good and be good at customer service and figure out what red tape do we not have to do, right? I mean, right, I'll just give right. an example. I don't think the county needs to be in the business of visually inspecting every water heater. You know, you have licensed personnel that are supposed to be installing those. I think you just ask them for to sign a under penalty of perjury that they installed it instead of the county having to roll out to every yeah. home's water heater, right? I mean, there's just a level of overregulation that we are engaged in and need to extract ourselves from to facilitate the best in the community. And I just have to say that my overarching feeling is that in this community where our median wage is low and our housing costs are astronomical, we cannot just rely off of our beauty as a community to ensure economic prosperity. We have to look for places where and job sectors where people make a good wage to survive here, and we also need to engage in workforce housing. In my view, if you're a liberal, you can't be pro-worker and not be supportive of housing. And if you're a conservative, you can't be pro-business and not be pro-housing. The key is to build it close to jobs so we reduce traffic instead of increase it. If we really want to make things better from an economic prosperity, that is the most important challenge.
Great. Thank you so much for spending this hour with us. Anybody, any final words for you that you want to say to the listeners or
just
your staff?
I want to appreciate you, Jeremiah. I want to appreciate all of the volunteers that are working hard to walk door to door. So be nice to them if they come to your door because they're working really hard. And just and you, the people of our community, I want to thank you for giving me an opportunity to make the world a little bit better, and your confidence is the reason why I've been able to do that. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Dus. Listen more, communicate, and evolve.
Through these fields of destruction, baptisms of fire, I've witnessed your suffering as the battle reached higher, and in the fear and the alarm, you did not desert me, my brothers and arms.
This Supervisor Dus Williams. You're listening to The Jeremiah Show. Don't forget to vote March 3rd or mail in your ballot at least the weekend before, Saturday before at the latest, because we want your vote to be counted.
Hi, this is comedian Maz Jobrani, and you're listening to The Jeremiah Show on AM 1290 KZSB Santa Barbara. Listen, man.
Hi, this is Cole Robbins with USA Surf Team, and I am here on The Jeremiah Show. Feel free to reach out to me on my Instagram at Robbins_Cole, or you can always find me with Village Properties, and that is ColeRobbins@VillageSite.com.
Do you need help with your restaurant or hospitality business? See how we can help your business at HJLRestaurantAdvisors.com. Check out our website at TheJeremiahShow.com. We are on iTunes and SoundCloud. Please subscribe on iTunes, podcast The Jeremiah Show. Did you like our soundtrack? Find all of our soundtracks on Spotify, The Jeremiah Show. As always, a big thanks to Dr. D for making our voices come alive on the airwaves, and to our station manager, Les Carroll, for letting us on the airwaves at all. Be sure to check out our very own Richard Dr. D. Dugan's Peabody Award-nominated radio show, Tell Me Your Story, every Sunday at 7 a.m. and again at 7 p.m. Thank you for listening to The Jeremiah Show with Dr. D. Listeners, we appreciate you and want to hear from you. Please send us your ideas at ShowJeremiah on Twitter and Instagram. The Jeremiah Show is produced by executive producer Jeremiah Higgins. Special segments producers Caroline Peacock and Shaylin McHugh, and sound engineer Richard Dr. D. Dugan. Have a great rest of your week, everyone. Evolve.
The clouds would catch the colors of red, yellow, and fire. The clouds would catch the colors of red.